The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Years ago, there was a tzaddik, Rabbi Yisachar Ber from Radishitz, Chusi Yelenim. He was one of the great disciples of the Chayzer from Lublin, the seer of Lublin. He was a big tzaddik. And one time, could be you know this story, one time, the holy Radishitz was traveling somewhere, and he came to a certain inn, which is called a kretschmer. He came to this inn, and he needed a room for the night. So the owner was an old man who was very, very, very excited that he had this big tzaddik staying over. And he cleared out the most beautiful suite for the Radishitz to stay in this suite. And the balabas was all excited, and he took him to show him the room, and so davening, everything went up to the room, and the Radishitz was going to retire for the night. And the balabas was very troubled because his room was underneath, and he heard that the Rebbe walking back and forth the whole night, pacing the room. So in the morning, the balabas said, "Rebbe, you didn't sleep well. The bed wasn't comfortable. I gave you, Rebbe, the best, most comfortable bed in the whole place, the most beautiful room in the whole place. Rebbe, you didn't sleep well." He said, "No, the bed was very comfortable. And the room was very, very comfortable. But I have to ask you something." The Rebbe asked the old man, "Tell me something. Was there ever a tzaddik that had come to this place before, that you had the schus to have as a guest?" So the man said, "Yes. Whatever it was, like 50, 60 years ago. 50, 60 years ago, I had Rabbi Yossele, the son of the Chayzer from Lublin, stayed here for a week." So the Radishitz asked him, "Tell me something. Did he leave you something? Did he leave you a gift?" And the man said, "Actually, I refused to take any money from him. Now that you remind me, I did not take any money from him, and he insisted on giving me a gift." And the Radishitz pointed to an old clock by the wall, and the Radishitz asked him, "Tell me something. Was that the gift, the clock?" And he said, "Yeah, how did you know that?" He said, the old man said, "Rabbi Yossele gave me that clock. He said that this is the clock of my father, the Chayzer from Lublin, and it's now mine, and I want to give it to you as a gift of appreciation for having me for the week." "But how did you know that clock was from the Chayzer from Lublin?" So he said, "I didn't know where it came from. I didn't know it was from my Rebbe from the Chayzer. But I knew this. Every other clock in the world brings sadness to the world. Because every single clock in the world is telling you how much has passed since you've been born and how much closer you are to the day that you're going to die. And therefore, every clock that tick-tock, tick-tock brings sadness to the world. But the clock that you have on the wall, I couldn't stop hearing it even through the floor, the ceiling. Every single tick-tock is filled with the simcha of how much closer we are to the day of the final redemption, of how much closer each and every one of us is to that time when all of the pain is going to end and Hashem is finally going to reveal himself. Ki ayin b'ayin yiru. We should be zeichet to hear the clock of the Chayzer from Lublin. We should look at our children and hear that clock of the Chayzer from Lublin. We should look at each other and hear the clock of the Chayzer from Lublin. We should turn off the news and stop looking at that, and we should hear the clock of the Chayzer from Lublin. You and I are living through wondrous times, painful but wondrous times. There's something very remarkable that's taking place, and it's unfolding before our eyes. And for the first time in years, in so many years before our lifetime, you know, the Klausenberger said, my father was eager to see the Klausenberger. He lost 12 children, 11 children in the war, the Klausenberger. And the Klausenberger once said, "But you know what? I miss those times in a certain way." "What?" The Klausenberger said, Because in those days, it didn't make a difference if a Jew was religious or not religious. He wore shtramli, he wore a yarmulke, he didn't wear a yarmulke. He was bareheaded, he ate in the veilus and treifas, he ate kosher. We had each other. And I missed that time. I began with that. We have each other. We never had each other in such a way like we have now. Let's hold on to each other tightly. We should be zoichim et Hashem to meet soon, but this time we'll be in Yerushalayim with the Glashon. I meet this, maybe I may not, I may not, I may.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org